After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast.
Say what we're doing right now, and just because we got this crazy mixer, and then all of a sudden it just comes in, and it's like, boom, you know, dick right in you.
Dick right in.
dick. But yeah. Oh, this is special. We do have a mixer. We're still trying to figure out the kinks here.
That was a terrible fade out.
Yeah, man.
That was manual.
No. You know. We can always do it in post, as we like to say that, you know, because I work in the field that I got my degree in.
Hey, well, you know, just like the Star Wars Christmas special, some things just don't work.
Yep, so, exactly.
There we go.
So
roll that beautiful bean footage.
Goddamn right.
So today we are talking about a fuck. Gotta get used to that.
Oh shit!
Because I don't want to step over the joke and then the ba-dum bum. I gotta let that go.
This is gonna be terrible. This is great.
Yeah, it's all right.
We are talking about a cartoon block, specifically ABC. Now, I was even saying I wasn't even that familiar with, which I think I say that a lot at the beginning of every episode. I'm like, I'm not that familiar with, and literally, well, I think I can remember up to 5 years ago. No, 6 years ago when my kids were born. And that's basically it. Other than that, I'm slipping slowly into senility.
That's pretty good.
But the ABC cartoon block and, you know, Beetlejuice. There was a bunch of stuff. Cowboys of Mumesa was on there, our go-to.
Which we've talked about. And you had, holy shit, Hammer Man?
Yes, sir.
I didn't even know that was a cartoon.
It was the Hammer.
Oh, yeah, MC Hammer. That's right. Shit. He was a superhero.
He did his own
with
voice,
the talking shoes.
I think he did his own voice.
Yeah. Hammer Man. Because remember, he had his grandfather and uncle on those shoes. Yep. And he was like a superhero, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I remember that Hammer Man. Yeah.
No, I remember New Kids on the Block.
They had a cartoon, too. Yep. And then they had Pirates of Dark Water.
Yep.
Goof Troops and Darkwing Duck, you know, let's get dangerous, if you will.
Darkwing Duck was on there. Does anyone remember when they aired the first episode? It was like at night. It was like
of Darkwing?
Yeah, Darkwing Duck. And I was just so stoked. I'm like, oh, this is a new superhero like Batman. And I'm like, well, no, it's just a Disney thing.
It's Disney's version of what Batman would have been.
Let's get dangerous.
If you look at some of the episodes later on, Gosling, his adopted daughter, goes into an alternate universe where, because Darkwing lost Gosling, he becomes like what Batman is in Batman the Return or Batman Returns.
Oh, holy shit!
Where he's driving like this heavy armored tank and he's wearing armor and stuff like that. Because most of his Darkwing's gallery is just like Batman's gallery. You know, Rogue Gallery.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Joker. You got the Quackers guy. You got the Plant guy who is, you know, Venus. You know, you got all that stuff, man. I can't think of it right now. But and then you got Negaduck. Oh, fucking Negaduck,
man. Wait, what?
Negaduck.
What did that you was his think name, he Negaduck. Said,
Aaron? I know.
I was like, I'm not going to say what
no, please,
I thought
go ahead.
He said.
No. So for those who we're supposed to be talking about reboot, but just to give you a quick understanding, Negaduck was the opposite of Darkwing, as in his color. His outfit was bright, while Darkwing's was like purple and dark.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Wasn't there like Fairly Odd Parents? There was the chin and then Negachin.
Yeah. Negachin. Okay. so they got to be careful with that word in front of. You know, because that can cause a lot of arguments really quick. What did you say about that duck?
did they ever reboot Darkwing Duck? They did DuckTales.
They're going to.
Actually, they're going to. But I will say that I like the way they presented it on DuckTales, because the new DuckTales, I like it too. And I like how they presented it, where the old Darkwing was like a washed up actor, and Jim Cummings was really cool about playing that part. And what ends up happening is the actor who's playing Darkwing in the movie that they're going to be doing ends up using Darkwing as a real superhero to go fight crime. And the actor who was Darkwing goes insane and becomes Negaduck. So I thought that that was pretty cool how they did that.
Oh, that's
interesting. That was a really good episode. And they also have, they introduce a lot of the different mythos. Like, they don't shy away that Scrooge is an adventurer. Like, he's been all over the world in the different planets. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then they, finally, you know who Huey, Dewey, Louie's mother is. So that's cool.
Oh, what?
So, yeah. Della. Yeah. Della she is was, like, Donald's sister.
Spoiler alert.
She was trapped on the moon. She took a spaceship without telling Uncle Scrooge, and she ended up getting marooned on the moon. And she had to fight her way back to Earth. It's good. Dude, Jeez. It's good, man.
A lot of
it's
death. Good.
Isn't it done though? Yeah,
no, is it?
Yeah. No, it's still going. It's on the third season.
Yeah,
the third season's the last season.
Oh, it is?
No, it's still going.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you're saying the third season is the last season.
Third season is the last season, or maybe the fourth. Yeah, they just announced that a couple weeks ago, or maybe a week ago. I remember seeing it because I was like, oh man, I didn't, you know, I never got into that.
It makes sense because the way the way the story was trajectorying, it seems like it was, it was going to be an end to it fairly soon.
Yeah.
After they found their mom. Yeah.
It's saying here that it's still going. It's saying that they still have it on their block.
Oh, yeah. No, it's still on their
block. Yeah, season three. That's what he's saying.
It's going to end in 2021.
So is that going to be season four?
It was announced that the third season would be the last season of the series, with the show concluding in 2021.
Oh, shit.
I'm fine with that, man. But what's cool is they introduced gummy bears in there.
Gummy bears?
They didn't show the gummy bears, but they introduced the formula, the bouncing formula
Aaron,
that they drink.
You seem genuinely excited about that.
Well, I remember watching that when I was a kid. And that's like, universes, man. I'm telling you, everything has a universe now. Everything's
the gummy
connected.
Bears were like, I didn't know they were like, they're these mythical creatures. I just thought that they were always hidden. I never paid attention that in the show, they're looking for the gummy bears because no one believes they exist. So I didn't know that.
I was just eating the gummy bears. Run. I didn't know they had a cartoon.
You're a loser.
Yeah, the gummy bears have their own cartoon.
What the fuck? Oh, well, wow. I'm not a loser. I'm a winner. My mother thinks I'm a winner.
Yeah. My mom thinks I'm cool.
Yeah, right.
I love Milhouse.
What other? Are you guys saying boo or are you saying booers? I was saying booers. I've been saying that to myself all day, dude. It's funny.
Is it other reboots that you guys like recently?
I don't know, man.
Looney Tunes
I haven't
is pretty
really
good.
Watched.
Yeah.
The one on HBO?
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, I haven't watched that one
yet. That was also on that ABC block as well. But it was just like I think it was Bugs Bunny and Sylvester and Tweety show or whatever.
Yeah,
and it was just the old Looney Tunes cartoons. And actually, that was really the only thing that I watched on that block.
Every time Looney Tunes did a show like that, like the Daffy and Bugs show or the Bugs and Roadrunner show, all they did was just change the second name. It was always going to be Bugs in the front.
Yep.
And it's only retrofitted animation from the 50s. They don't update the cartoons. They were pretty much the same cartoons playing. So it was just something like a filler almost.
It was it was cheap, but it showed me what that stuff was and brought in, you know, I thought it was
I love slapstick.
Comedy gold.
I love it.
What's your favorite Looney Tunes cartoon?
My favorite one is Crowing Pains. And what happens is Sylvester is starring in this episode with Foghorn Leghorn and the Backyard Dog.
Yep.
And what ends up happening is Sylvester attacks the dog. The dog chases Sylvester. He ends up jumping over it. Sylvester climbs up a ladder and jumps over a branch. The dog's not paying attention. He climbs up the ladder and goes over the branch and he's hanging himself. So Sylvester grabs an axe. It looks like he's about to kill him. And Foghorn Leghorn walks up and says, Boy, let's bury the hatchet. But not in each other's head, boy. He said, hatchet, head, that's a joke, son. Yappity, yappity, yap. You never let me get a word in edgeways. And Sylvester's like, shut up. And he cracks him in the skull. That always cracks me up,
probably,
dude.
He's the best and worst character. Probably.
Foghorn?
Like, yeah. The most racist shit, but it's, yeah, he's probably the best.
Yeah. What? Just wait a cotton pick. I say, just wait a cotton picking minute.
Oh,
and you're sitting there laughing like, what? Like,
cotton picking. I love
and
that.
He says, like, the most wildest shit, man. I remember him and this cat were trying to chop a worm because the cat needed the worm to catch a fish. They end up getting this worm. He's like, what you? He said, you're taking the food right out of my mouth, son. You're taking the food right out of my mouth.
We brought up this other reboot, I think, on a couple of episodes ago. But what about Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Yeah. Are you guys going to watch that?
I will watch it. I'll watch it. I think it's interesting that they're going the serious route. They're going the funny route with Saved by the Bell. That looks good.
They have to. I don't want to see a serious Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. And
you
got to
keep it light,
Mark
man.
Voorhees back. Yeah.
Well,
so Zach is the governor of California.
What?
Which, yeah, he's the governor.
So he's like a Governor Newsom or something?
Yeah, he's like, I mean, but you know what's funny, though? I could actually see that here. You know, like, Zach's the preppy governor of California. Slater and I forget, Jesse are both
he's the colonel
the
now. Is that his?
Yeah.
Did you guys see that?
I saw
you
that. Did you
saw
see
that last
that?
Night.
KFC has a movie out.
Oh, geez. It was amazing.
That was an actual. That was a
the
real
taste
thing.
Of
bro.
On Lifetime, The Taste of Deception or something. It's like a one of them cheesy sex novels you would see in CVS, except it's like
except with the
Colonel Sanders
recipe, which is cut
the
off
secret,
arm
yeah.
T-shirts and showing off your muscles.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Great.
It's pretty much Mario Lopez with a gray hair, the beard. And the mustache, wearing a ascot and a white shirt where it shows his muscles. And the woman who's supposed to be marrying wealth is like, Harlan has a secret recipe.
Yeah, that's like
it's
the whole thing.
The world.
It's the secret recipe.
And it's like,
he wants to give her
deception.
His secret recipe,
yeah.
But he's afraid that she'll tell other people, which is probably a metaphor for his
like,
dick.
I'm in love.
So.
She's like, I'm in love with the chef. She's like, her mother's like, I can't believe she fell in love with the chef. And she's like, Harlan? Harlan?
And spoiler alert, her mom's a whore.
Yeah.
No. Oh,
yeah,
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, man. It's like, only 16 minutes. You should watch it.
Oh, it's 16. Yeah. Okay, so it's like more or less a longer commercial for Kentucky
Absolutely.
Fried Chicken.
Absolutely.
Yep, okay.
Where they tease the special recipe and sex. So, yeah, this is great. Mm.
Yeah. Food and sex, you know, that's the new kink. You know, I want to fucking eat
kink.
A chocolate. Yeah, well, no, I want to eat a chocolate sundae out of a woman's ass
I like
one
that.
Day, hopefully.
I like all of those.
Oh,
things.
My God. Oh, my word.
Oh, shit. The kids like it, too.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh.
To go back to the Looney Tunes, actually, because I asked you that, and Don, I wanted to know yours too. Mine was called High Note. Do you remember that? It was
no.
A note on a page that was drunk.
Page
that was
drunk.
Basically, like on a sheet of music, he would go around to all the other notes and mess with them, and then there was one note that followed him around to try to get him sober, and it was just, I don't know, I thought it
was
fucking
on Looney
brilliant.
Tunes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
They had a lot of cartoons like that. Do you remember the one with the ball and the stick? It was just like a drawn line and a ball. That's all it was. It was just an animated ball and stick. And the ball was, the stick was, or the line was trying to say that the ball belonged with him. But she was in a relationship with a squiggly pattern. That was an
holy
these motherfuckers
shit.
Were high.
Yeah, they had to be.
It was like abstract.
The more we describe these episodes.
There was another one.
It feels like they were
there was
high.
Another one. I don't know if it was. There was another one where it's not a lot of vocals in it. It's just a little vocals here and there. That you're pretty much in the protagonist's mind where he's deaf and his little ear horn isn't working. And he finds another one, but he hears like all this evil shit, like loud noises and all kinds of stuff.
Holy crap.
When it gets to the end of the episode, come to find out, he drops it and goes and gets his old ear horn, and then the devil appears. It turns out to be one of the devil's horns.
What?
That's what he was using
I remember
the entire
that.
Time.
I remember that.
That was a Looney Tune cartoon.
I thought it was hilarious, and I didn't even think. I'm like, wow, that's pretty fucking dark, actually.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Have you guys seen the Animaniac, the reboot?
Reboot?
Yeah. No.
I have the idea of having
I fucking I it's hate on the reboots nose. In general.
Yeah, it's on the nose. It's exactly what you think it would be. Like, it talks about politics right now, cancel culture. It goes into all that. It's exactly what you would expect it to be. I mean, it did the same thing back when it first came out. It's just updated now.
Yep. I just think reboots, you know, you want to have more creativity. Animaniacs was creative when it first came out. So was, you know, like even Ghostbusters or Real Ghostbusters and all these other shows that may have come from movies and whatnot. But it's because once you get something that's great and golden, you don't want to let it go because it's a moneymaker. Yeah. Hollywood's a business. No creativity.
Like Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice was not aimed towards kids when the movie came
out. Oh, hell no.
But when the cartoon comes out, he's like this fun-loving, garbage-eating. Yeah, like his best friend is a little girl. And they introduced the Netherworld, which was cool because then you met the monster across the street, Jacques the Skeleton.
Yep.
I forgot the dancing spider's name. Yeah. But it was pretty much a cartoon aimed at goth. You know, like, hey, this is for the goth kids, you know, the kids who want to be weird, you know.
And there were kids that liked it a lot. I thought it was okay. I just think rebooting stuff, Hollywood's going to end up, because people are, well, because we're in a pandemic, people aren't going to the movies. People don't really want to go to the movies anymore.
Susan Bigelow already came out. The director, Susan, I think it's Catherine Bigelow.
Catherine Bigelow has
already come out and said that she's against what's going on right now with HBO getting the movie rights to show them right away, because Wonder Woman 1984 is skipping theaters and going straight to HBO Max.
Yep.
And I think I don't want to get rid of the movie experience. I just don't. I like the idea of going to the movies. I like the smell of popcorn.
I love it too.
Sitting in it. Yeah. And it, unfortunately, because we are in a pandemic, we're not able to do that. But you know, my family went to the drive-in, had the best time of their lives. It was cold out. They got some blankets. They went to go see The Croods too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
they enjoyed it.
They did that during this pandemic?
Yeah. They went a couple weekends ago and had a fantastic time. They just sat out there in the drive-in in their cars. Nobody was bothering anybody. Brought their own snacks and they watched the movie.
Drive-in would be good. Sorry to interrupt.
It's a good thing to invest in. Yeah.
But it's my problem is with, like, if I go to the movies, going to be entertained. No movie other than, I think the last one I saw was Parasite, and that was amazing. I saw that in the theater. That was so fucking good. But there really aren't a lot of great movies out there. It's not worth it. Like, I don't want to pay, you know, if I'm going to take Annie or something, I'm end up paying almost $75 to take, a new movie.
I know you brought up Parasite before, and I heard that it's really good, but have you guys ever seen the horror movie Train to Busan?
No, is that? Did you just make that up?
So it's also it's a South Korean film. Busan is a city in South Korea. It's a zombie movie. And what happens is that a group of passengers can't get off this train because it's a zombie apocalypse going on around them. So then it goes into pretty much the Walking Dead thing where they go into these different factions and stuff like that. And it's this father and his daughter. He's trying to get her to her mother. And it's a really like gut-wrenching movie. It keeps you on the edge of your seat. The reason I brought it up is because Train to Busan had a prequel that was an anime, and man, it was fucking good, man. It's really good. It shows you how the zombie apocalypse
started into an anime.
Well, the prequel is an anime, and the actual movie is live action.
That's cool. Like, I wonder, what if they turned the Looney Tunes into a live action? Like, who would play those characters?
What do you mean? Like, you talking about CGI?
No, what if someone developed an idea to actually play these characters with real actors? That's what the fuck I would want to
say. Oh, my God. I don't know, man. I don't know. I probably have to jump off that boat.
I would love that. It would be the most bizarre.
Human beings playing.
No makeup.
God. Oh,
you have to play out the characters. CGI.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Fucking, he's got like ravioli stains on his shirt.
So Chris Rock would be Daffy.
There you go.
John Goodman would be Foghorn Leghorn.
I see.
Yeah. Let's see. Who would be Bugs Bunny though?
Ooh.
Kevin Hart?
I'll say maybe Seinfeld, even though I know that's not a popular
Seinfeld.
Pick.
Yes. Yeah. Jerry could be that. Who would be Taz?
Bobcat. Bobcat.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Goldthwait.
That's him.
Is he still active?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Let's see. I would go with...
And it has to all be has-beens. Mostly.
Who would play... So, will we get Donald Glover to play Marvin the Martian?
No, Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore?
Well, we're going like 90s with this shit.
Yo!
Just
okay,
has-beens.
Well, let's see.
Who's the guy that was in Mummy? Shit. What's he been doing?
Brendan Fraser.
Throw him in there.
He's been acting... Hell no. Brendan Fraser's been doing great right now.
He'll be that orange monster.
Living his best life.
Yes. I love this idea.
Yeah. Let's see.
But they can't, if they do this, they can't explain, like, oh, we're doing, like, the remake version of Looney Tunes. They just have to say.
You know, I don't think Brendan would do it because he already has been in a Looney Tune movie. No, he doesn't need money. He's been doing the Doom Patrol.
What is that?
Doom Patrol is DC. It's actually pretty good.
DC? Oh. It's on HBO
Doom.
Max.
Doom. Okay.
Yeah.
Technically, though, I don't know if he is in that suit because technically, money wise.
No, he does the voice acting. He does the voice
acting. So he actually could be getting less than what an actual paid actor would be getting.
I'm trying to get this idea off the ground, brother.
Come on. Help.
I have to bang this gong because I watched The Mummy recently, the newer one that came out in 2017.
Oh. And
they could have brought him back. They could have brought him back, dude. Like, I really despised what they did with this movie. But I will say, after watching it twice, I found it interesting what they were trying to do. It just didn't mesh, you know, like...
I heard he got blacklisted from Hollywood. Is that true?
Yeah, that's something we need to talk about.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love my Looney Tunes.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything about that. Yeah, that's crazy. All right.
Yeah, he got into some same thing that happened to Terry Crews.
So we got Saved by the Bell coming back.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what'd you say?
Same.
I said the same thing that happened to Terry Crews happened to him.
Oh, wow.
He was a little more prevalent. And it kind of threw him under the bus.
Yeah, destroyed his career. Okay, ABC cartoon.
Oh yeah,
block.
We're back.
Yeah, so I was telling John before we got on. There was a show. What did I say it was? It's Rosie, which was a
Little Rosie,
which was a cartoon of Roseanne Barr. So it was a little girl smoking a bunch of cigarettes, swearing at people, and just being all fat.
I did not know that was a cartoon.
I didn't either. I want to watch that
they
shit.
Made Ed Begley.
Wait, that was a cartoon.
They made Ed Begley.
What's that?
Ed Begley?
Yeah, Ed, the character that Martin Short played on Saturday Night Live. He had the one hair that would stick up like alfalfa. That was a cartoon, so I'm not surprised that Little Rosie had a cartoon.
Well, was it good?
What, Little Rosie?
Yeah, you're leaving me in suspense.
Yeah,
it was terrible. It was, you had Life of Louie and all those other shows based on comedians' lives. Those were so much better. They tried to they tried to make it like cutesy a little bit, and it's her voice as a little child, and it's just I don't know. It just sounds like a fat kid, like a morbidly obese. I don't know. It's just fucking bulldog.
It was just Rosie, man. Like she was.
It's just Rosie.
She's always been heavy set. I mean, it's just Rosie. But her comedy in the beginning was funny. That's why she was a commodity back then, because she did like blue collar comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But as of late, you know, she's had some mental things going on, wishing her the best of luck, but you know, it just is what it
is. She had a close head injury when she was a kid too, and you see that too with it was brought up in different different comics have had it. Another one, Sam Kinison, where they just take things to the next level, and it's like the social cues are gone, and she's been like that for a while. That's why her comedy worked, and the shit that she's going through right now kind of sucks. It's like, you know, wrong place, wrong time.
Well, remember, because Louis, I haven't seen him in anything except Baskets, which comes on FX, and I think Baskets is over with now. He played the mom on there.
Louis Anderson?
Louis Anderson.
Honestly, I thought he was dead. I didn't know.
No, dude, Louis's been around. He does.
That's good.
If you don't see him on TV, they're doing comedy. Like, they go and do these little comedy houses and stuff.
Just like Rob Schneider.
I listen to podcasts. Yeah, they just
like Rob Schneider. That's who you have. Louis Anderson, Roseanne Barr, and then that fucking shitbag.
You gotta
Rob
understand
Schneider.
Something, Aaron. I don't have a full bank of like notable actors that I can just instantly draw from. Like,
I,
you know,
personally hate Rob Schneider.
Oh, he's
Schneider
terrible. I know.
Fall in that category.
What are you gonna do?
Who do you like better, though, Rob Schneider or David Spade?
David Spade. Yeah.
David Spade.
I did Deuce Bigelow, though. I know. I'm a loser. But
the first one?
Yeah.
Not the second one?
Yeah, I like the first one.
First one was good. And that's, I will say, like, he got popular and he let it go to his head and he became an asshole. And he's still an asshole.
Yeah, pretty much,
Aaron, I didn't know he was an asshole.
Remember the animal? Who the hell thought that was a good idea? You remember the animal?
Oh, fuck.
Where he's like the security guard.
I do remember that.
And he gets all the animal parts put in him.
Yep. Like, and then South Park did the parody. Like,
they did.
Yeah, they did the parody. What was it? It was like, Rob Schneider is a tiger. Look at this. And then he becomes like, Rob Schneider is a stapler. Derp.
Rob Schneider.
ABC, cartoon block.
Hey, you did it.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah, I did.
All right, so I'm looking up Little Rosie. I remember that. So ABC, I believe, also had Muppet Babies. Is that on ABC?
I don't know. Maybe.
I thought Muppet Babies came on ABC.
I thought it was on, in syndication, it could have been on Nickelodeon. That's where I remember watching it.
In syndication, Nickelodeon, yes. But the Muppet Babies, I believe, came on. Star Wars was on there. Droids and Ewoks.
Yep.
What? Came on ABC back in the day.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a cartoon series, like it was R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, what was it? The Ewoks one was like the main Ewok, the one in the orange. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
It was stories about him, but they're revamping the droids cartoon. They're bringing it back on Disney Plus.
Well, why the fuck not?
Yep.
Because all this shit is going on right now. And, you know, we were talking about the Fantastic Four getting ready to come back out.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, if they don't stick to the formula, I'm going to be fucking livid. They don't just leave it as is. But Disney, knowing Disney, they're going to slap that dick right on that title. And it's going to be
slap
magic.
That dick.
So it's I'm just hoping.
Going to slap it on.
Yep.
That little Mickey Mouse dick.
I think they should stick to the formula. You know, Sue, Reed, Johnny, and Ben. Like, don't change it.
What do you think they're going to do?
What I think is going to end up being like a, and I'm not saying that there's a problem with that, but I do believe that they're going to probably make it like a Captain Planet type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to be a mixed family, which is fine, but I just think that it should stick to what it is, you know?
You know what? That's going to be interesting because I will say,
they did it before, and
well, Michael B. Jordan, playing Johnny Storm, which I actually thought that was okay.
I did too.
Michael
Nobody
B. Jordan
liked that movie. I'm like the only one.
Well, the movie was
because
shit.
The director came out and called it out. He said, "This is a horrible movie. I wouldn't even go see it." If your own director says,
well, they
that,
made it
the
under
hell?
A time crunch, right? Because they were under, they had one more movie they had to do.
Yep, and then Miles Teller is a fucking douchebag. Which, that was one of the things, too, is, like, he was getting into fights with the director. The director made, what was the movie, that Chronicle beforehand, which was a pretty good movie.
I remember.
It was, like, a documentary-style, like, superhero thing.
That's when, they're, and, like, every movie that came out was, like, doing the Blair Witch documentary shit.
Yeah.
Like, Cloverfield and shit.
I don't know if that director has gotten any work since then. I saw that movie in theaters, and I was fucking pissed. But Michael B.
Did you like Cloverfield?
Did I like Cloverfield?
The first one.
I like the first
nothing
one.
Nothing else after it. Not the Paradox. Not the.
I didn't see those other ones.
Yeah, I like the first one. First one was okay.
Yeah, the first one was good.
But yeah, the Michael B. Jordan playing Johnny Storm, I thought was pretty good. Everyone else sucked. And then what's her name? Yeah. Had a wig on.
Kate Mara?
Yeah.
Kate Mara? Yeah. Well, let me be clear. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have representation in film. I'm just saying you need to be careful how
I like
you do
Mara,
it because
by
you can
way.
End up you can end up messing up a really good story.
Yep.
Like if I you know what I'm saying, like keep it like it needs to be. You know, maybe add additional characters in there if you need to. Like for instance, with Spider-Man, I like Ned. I've always found Ned to be funny in the two Spider-Man movies that came out recently. I think Ned is a great sidekick for Spider-Man. You know, but I'm just saying, you know, you don't want to mess up a good formula. It's kind of like Gremlins 2. Why mess up something that's already written itself? You know,
right.
Just keep introducing bullshit. You know.
Well, we're also starting the new phase of Marvel too, which we don't know. Like, this could end up failing because if you look at statistically, all genre films last about 10 years.
I think we're going to hit Marvel fatigue at some point.
I think it's going to be this year, or at least there's going to be a downturn
because it's you can't keep churning out the same shit over.
I might have agreed with that if they would have kept churning out Marvel films or shows right after Endgame, but they kind of slowed down. Outside
of the pandemic,
that might have been a blessing in disguise for them. I mean,
yeah, maybe get that shit more together.
I think what's going to end up happening with Marvel, which ties into ABC,
Scarlet Witch,
WandaVision, that's getting ready to come out.
Yep, that's coming out in like a month, isn't it? In January.
Yeah, and then Loki's getting ready to come out.
Black Widow was supposed to come out, but it didn't this year.
It's coming out in May now.
I just think we are going to hit an impasse. We are going to hit a point when people are going to be like, yo, I think we fucked up and we need to back it up. Because I know what Disney is doing. Disney is like, we have a lot of people right now who are at home. They need entertainment. They want to be able to throw onto the consumer as much shit as they can and see what sticks. It's like throwing spaghetti on a wall. You want to see which one sticks.
Spits.
So that's what they're doing right now. Spits. Which one sticks? Yeah.
ABC Cartoon Block.
Yeah, back to ABC.
You guys and your back. Wormholes. Man, tell you.
Well, you get like on a topic and I don't know. You get onto a topic and everything kind of like nostalgia is current now because of our generation. Studios are pumping out stuff for us, and then like we think about our childhood and then go back because it's all, you know, a dread and terror right now that's going on. So yeah, of course it's like you get into these wormholes. The Looney Tunes HBO Max thing, like that's actually, it's nothing like the original Looney Tunes. Nothing at all.
No,
it's like
he's got yellow gloves on, right?
Yeah,
Bugs wear yellow gloves. Which I noticed that.
You know, that was one of the first things I said. I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
You don't like his gloves? Doesn't know how to wash. Oh my god!
Yeah, they're Aaron. Fucking mustard bunny.
Mustard bunny.
It is weird to me that you had all these shows in the 80s, like Blade Runner, movies like that focused on the future and what that would be. And now it seems like it's been a reversal of that. Like we just keep looking back.
Everything has gone to shit.
We haven't even talked about the show that we're supposed to be talking about, Reboot. But I will say that. It is my belief that we are in a time when Hollywood has officially run out of ideas.
No.
And the first... hear me out. I think that Hollywood has ran out of original ideas. I think that they haven't produced good movies in a while because they keep turning out the same thing. Let's throw a sexy babe in there. Get some explosions going, or something with technology that everybody will relate to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they haven't given people anything other than the same damn things over and over again. If it's not Transformers, it's superheroes. If it's not superheroes, it's fast cars. If it's not fast cars, it's a movie about a party that's going on in a neighborhood you never could go to, or some sort of social justice movie. It's the same things over and over again. There is no new film. And I guess with that being said, Netflix, Hulu, Prime, they're churning out these shows that have different avenues you can go and look at. It's not necessarily Hollywood or big budget, but they're giving you these different options. It's just unfortunate that it's all in your home to keep you at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not getting that movie.
I don't speak for both of you guys, but I like being at home. So, yeah, give me more movies so I can stay my black ass at home. even before the pandemic.
I like being at home.
I'm right there with you.
I'm a loser, though.
Yeah, I mean, I like being at home. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I just, all I'm saying is that they should provide us with some better entertainment. You know, like, I don't want to see the same thing. If I see another Peter Pan remake, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
It's the reboots, man. It's the reboots. Yeah. And then from there, you don't see anything else from it, because I see red right now when I see any movies coming out. I go to the documentaries, which may or may not be any better.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all true crime shit. And then, like, I tell Annie, I'm like, okay, yeah, they're going to investigate this for a little bit. They're going to think it's this person, but in reality, it's this person. And guess what happens?
Yeah.
Same fucking thing. People, like, for me, I want to be creeped the fuck out by something that's real, but also magic. So I look into aliens and Mothman and all that shit and fucking delve into that stuff, because movies just don't do it for me anymore.
You know what does it for me, man? Podcasts. Like, I like podcasts.
That's a good plug, John.
Have people who are
spot on.
I know.
Very good.
But to be honest, podcast is becoming a new fireside chat, because now you have people of all stripes. You may like them, you may not, who are taking their time to create their own entertainment for a group of people who may or may not want to listen to you. And I admire that. Like, I admire people who go out and create for people. I'm not going to say platforms, because you don't necessarily own a platform. Like, for us, when we start to post our stuff, we'll have our own website, you know. But if we put it on Apple, Apple is not our platform. We are the consumer, and we're looking for Apple to help us advertise if we ever go that route. But I'm just saying, I'm happy that you have these avenues where you can, like, I like Lore. I'm plugging that because I do listen to it. Lore is good, and tugs into what Aaron is saying. It talks about creepy stuff I never heard of.
Yep.
I love it. I get spooked every time I listen to
Lore. Is the show on Amazon called Lore?
That's the same one. Thing? That's the same
Aaron does a Mankey. Podcast.
Is that good? Aaron tried to watch one episode and I kind of bailed. Yeah.
It's all right, dude. Some of the stuff.
The TV show ain't good, but the radio I like.
Whole thing, I guess, question for both of you or whoever wants to answer. I have a problem with podcasts now because Hollywood is trying to get on this train.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I see these actors, comedians and everything. And some comedians, yes, they do a very good job. And there's actors that get on there that want to have their own show. I don't fucking care what you have to say anymore, celebrity. I don't care.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Go make your fucking
movies.
You tell
them, Aaron.
No, it's just like, make your fucking movies. Allow other people to have creative avenues to try to make, you know, try to make some money or advertising revenue to get better equipment to make their stuff sound good, possibly make it a career.
And the problem is that it gets so one-sided, because when you have these podcasts and stuff, the little guy is trying to do something to entertain. Then a big entertainer comes on and takes what the little guy is doing to a whole new level, and the little guy gets left behind because he's the one that started it. And it fucking sucks, dude. It does, man. Like, us making this, it's not so much for the audience, it's more for me, because I listen to the shows more than it. I love hearing what we talk about, you know, because it's shit that I enjoy. And I'm hoping that once we start mass producing, we find people who are entertained by what we're talking about and laugh. You know, I want to get feedback. Not that I give a fuck what they have to say. I would like feedback, though. You know,
back to ABC.
Oh, ABC, and we're back.
I think we just got to call it like after school special. It's just like, hey, theme today, ABC Saturday morning cartoons. And we talk about racism.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I've been waiting for. Not really.
You know, and then what else is funny is that now they're, I don't know if you guys have followed. First off, I hate social media. I despise it. Like, I'm the guy that would be on the lawn telling social media if it was a kid to get off my lawn. Like, leave me alone. I despise
that would have been
social media.
The other like title for the show is "Get Off My Lawn."
Get off my lawn. Yeah.
All of us.
Where you can have people, you know, it would be funny, and I'm pretty sure somebody's going to do it. I would start a podcast called Complaint Line, where I would allow people to call in and just complain, like vent.
I'll be your first caller,
right?
Yeah, just vent.
I mean, if you listen back to all of our episodes, all we do is complain.
Yeah. I think that would be a great podcast.
Just complaining.
Like, fuck? Yeah, yeah, hell yeah.
The fuck
I
is
love
that?
To hear other people's complaints because I myself am a pro-bitcher.
Pro-bitcher.
I love to complain. I am, man. I love the bitch.
Sounds like a
but what if you had, like, what would you say? Because are you going to be answering their questions? Because if someone calls
No, no,
in,
no.
Like,
I wouldn't answer the question. See, that's the thing, man. That's the thing. It would be a show where all you do is dial this number and you just yell.
Okay.
Get all your frustration out. Just vent. Talk about all the shit that makes you mad. It doesn't matter the topic. As long as you're not talking about murdering somebody, just, hey, get it all out. What makes you so mad that you want to holler? Because, see, in this society, you go on Facebook and you vent that same vent. All you're going to do is have a whole bunch of people saying, well, I disagree that you should be feeling that way. No, motherfucker, I want to express my emotions how I want to express them. Not how you deem is necessary for me to express them. I'm just saying, that's what I would put out there. I would put out, and I would call it, the bitch line.
The bitch
Come
line?
On, bitch. The bitch line. Come on down.
Because I think it would be funnier if you kind of like talked to them for a little bit and you just get some like fucking crazy ass guy on there who's like, well, John, I'm just really mad. Every time I tuck my dick between my legs, it's not a pussy.
Yeah, you had it one. The yoga pants.
Thank you, Aaron.
I'm fucking tired of yoga pants. Every time I see yoga pants, I don't know what to do about it. Hey, man, sorry to hear that. Go ahead and get it out.
I have to admit.
All right, here we go.
I have to admit, John,
you're
that's not a
like,
bad
hey, are you
idea.
Jerking right now?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea.
But another admission, I got to say that I thought we were talking about reboots in general, like the best and worst.
Yeah.
No, I did. So, excuse me, audience. I came prepared for a whole nother show. I thought we were talking about reboots, like the best shows or worst shows that have tried to do that. But instead, we're talking about the ABC block. So, let's get back to that. What about the reboot?
Yeah, so
the show reboot.
Let's get to reboot, the show reboot. So, that one was ahead of its time. A lot of people may not remember.
Like that smooth transition.
Reboot
there.
Was a Canadian, I want to say it was a Canadian production, YTV, for those who know YTV in Michigan, that comes on CBC, I think. And shout out to CBC, man, because.
What is CBC?
Being in Detroit. Yeah, that's the Canadian Broadcasting Company.
Sorry.
Yeah, brain so hurt. I have a lot of fond memories of watching CBC on Friday nights because on Friday nights, they had the Just for Laughs in Montreal.
Yep.
Where they would do that. And then they had their This Hour is 22 Minutes, which is like a news. It pretty much was like The Daily Show, but for Canadian news. And then they had Little House or Little Mosque on the Prairie, which was a show about Muslims living in Canada, which was funny. And they had The Red Green Show. I don't know if a lot of people know who Red Green is, but.
Yeah, it was the guy with the fisherman's hat. And
My dad and I, every Friday, would sit down and watch Canadian television because you had the best shows on there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it had a mixture of people in
as
the show.
As a kid,
so
without cable, those shows didn't come in clearly. So you
would. No, you would get them. You would get them because we were. Because Detroit's so close to Canada, you get that.
Well, broadcast. My TV, it would come in grainy unless you like turn the knob. That's what she said. Turn the knob just
like
a
CBC.
Way, and then you would get them.
Yeah.
But TVs don't have knobs.
So, yeah. That was the box TV.
Yeah, I'm talking about the box. We're old.
Kids today would be like, yeah, we're old. But anyway, Reboot. Reboot was a Canadian CGI animated action adventure cartoon that came on from 1994 to 2001. It was produced by YTV in Vancouver, based production company Mainframe Entertainment, now known as Rainmaker. The series was created by Gavin Blair. And pretty much what it was you had these warriors inside of computers where they were fighting against the different types of viruses and stuff. So the inner computer world of Mainframe, a guardian program sprite named Bob and his friends defend the system from viruses and users alike. Most of their adventures focused on fighting computer viruses such as Megabyte and Hexadecimal and defending the city from game cubes sent by the user. So if you can think of, I'm trying to think, if you know Tron, imagine Tron, but updated. So
actually, I would say Reboot was cool, But I always thought, because my brother said the same thing, and I'm like, Tron just seemed like better animation, even though there was no actual computer animation with it.
By far,
Yeah, and to remind the audience...
Tron was good.
To remind the audience, this we've brought this show up before with the kind of weird and wacky endings, actually dark endings of cartoons, and this was one of them, which I'm sure you'll touch on. If not, I can remember it.
Jesus, you
guys
the
okay?
The setting is an inner world.
What?
What happened?
What
happened?
What?
Go ahead.
Keep reboot.
Reboot. So the setting is in the inner world of a computer system known as by the inhabitants as Mainframe. Mainframe is divided into six sectors, moving clockwise: Broadway, Kits, Floating Point Peak, Beverly Hills, Wall Street, and Getty Prime, also known as G Prime. I guess Getty is supposed to be Ghetto Prime. So anyway,
Jesus.
There is also a connected floating island called Lost Angles, which is supposed to be like Los Angeles, a twisted and corrupted area which plays as the lair for the virus Hexadecimal. The island was revealed in the course of the first half of season 4 to have been Mainframe's sister city until an accident involving Dot and Enzo's father and the arrival of the virus Gigabyte, who immediately morphed into the twins Virus Megabyte and Hexadecimal. Mainframe is populated almost entirely by biognomes, little creatures that present either ones or zeros, as well as a handful of sprites who are primarily humanoid creatures of more complex design and are the main characters of the series. I think most of the sprites were like blue humanoid type beings.
Yeah.
And I know one of the more famous voices on there was Tony J. He was Megabyte. You might know Tony J as the voice of Judge Frollo on Hunchback of Notre Dame.
What, the cartoon?
Yeah. I've never seen Tony J was the voice. He was the voice of Judge Claude Frollo on that fucking Hunchback of Notre Dame. And he was also the voice of. He was in a lot of shows. He was
but as you're thinking
shows,
about it. Like, how long did Reboot last? Like, how long was it on?
Reboot lasted from 94 to 2001. But then it came back on, Aaron brought it up, Netflix.
And oh, my God, that was such garbage.
So they rebooted.
That was a reboot.
Yeah.
They rebooted Reboot.
Yeah.
And it didn't have anything to do with the original series.
Yep. Well, and it only lasted one season. I think maybe Megabyte was in that at some point, as like he was bald and everything, but. That was it. Yeah. It was human people. it was humans going into this mainframe and playing like these games. It was almost like Power Rangers. It was the dumbest fucking thing. It lasted one season and that was it.
Yeah.
And they just moved on from the fucking thing.
I don't know why I thought that shit was so cool growing up.
I actually remember this show.
It was computer animation. It was computer animation.
Yeah, I think the whole get was the computer animation. Otherwise, the story or the characters. And if you look back at it now, it's garbage.
Really?
So compared to what we have now, it was good for its time.
Didn't Beast Wars come out around that time? Because Beast
with the
Wars
same
was the
kind
first
of graphics,
computer
too.
Animated. Yeah, it was his first computer animated Transformers series, which Beast Wars was fucking good.
It was.
And they rebooted that to Beast Machines, which I fucking despised.
They both ended on a cliffhanger, though, right? Like Beast Wars.
I know, Beast Machines actually did.
No, I mean Beast Wars.
Closed
Beast
out.
Beast Wars did.
Beast Wars ended on a cliffhanger that was picked up in Beast Machines.
Oh, they
Machines.
Concluded it? Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway, that'll be for my other podcast, Bitch Line. So anyway, as we proceed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I'm
reboot.
Still stunned that we what weren't we talking about reboots. Like, I'm so confused.
You missed the memo?
Yeah, I'm so confused. Wow.
Well,
I did all this research. That's why I kept bringing up
man.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and fucking Animaniacs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why the fuck are you getting us off topic, Don? That's what I was saying.
So this is Don's
fault.
I'm
stunned. To keep us on topic.
I'm so stunned. Okay.
All right. Oh, my God. And I thought we were going to be right on time today, focus on the key shit, and boy, was I wrong.
All right, look, put this one on me. This is the first one on the Zoom. We'll get it right.
It's all good, man. We'll get it. We'll get it.
So I shared with Aaron and Don a show that I pray to God they don't ever redo it for this generation, but it was a claymation animation, the Will Vinton Christmas Spectacular. you know, since the holidays are coming up, it is one of the more phenomenal shows that if you weren't born around that time, you wouldn't get it. But Will Vinton was a fantastic artist with claymation. I really enjoyed it.
Any thoughts,
So I wanted to get you guys' thoughts.
I was telling John that animation, I still watch. I have my kids watch it. My kids have watched it every year since they've been born. The Quasimodo one, that was terrifying because I didn't know that was Quasimodo at first.
When I didn't either. When it first came out, I didn't either.
I thought it was just some fucking ugly orchestra leader.
Yeah. And then, I've always liked the Bales. I just was scared of him.
That was, I think, mine. In the, there was the California Raisins, and I'm trying to think. I think in one of our first episodes, we brought it up because of the wassailing and the waffling and whatnot. You dumb fat fucking dinosaur can't stop eating any more goddamn waffles.
Oh, my son will kill me if I don't say all right. Strachyceratops or whatever. He's like, oh, I'll have mine with extra syrup.
Yeah, extra.
And I'll have some butter.
And then what was the other guy? Was he like a raptor? I've been like, just
he was a
T-Rex
or something.
Stomach.
The Bell ceremony was known for getting rid of evil spirits. Unfortunately, he's not going anywhere. Because he ring the bell in the T-Rex's face. And then the other, because they came in there, because they were trying to figure out what wassail meant.
Yep.
And he's like, no, it's pretty sure it's waffling. It's like, here we come a waffling. Then the ducks came and they were like, here we come waddling. And then the pigs came, here we come. What was it?
Fuck, dude. I didn't even remember the ducks. I thought it was just waffles.
Yeah, the ducks, it was waffles, waddle, wallow. Because the pigs were wallowing in food. And he's like, here we come a waddle. He's like, that is not the right lyrics. So they finally got it when the elves came at the end, like, here we come a wassailing. And he's saying that it means good cheer. By that time, the Triceratops is like five times his normal size because he's eaten so much of the snacks that have came through.
Yeah, everyone's eating and the raptor isn't. And then also the raptor has a kind of a voice, a rich man's voice, you know, kind of like the 1%, like, we're talking about wassailing, not waffling. Yeah. So, you know,
there you go, letting history take a backseat to your stomach.
Exactly. And so this whole thing is just an allegory for classism.
Mm-hmm. I guess you could say that.
No,
but it's a good animation.
Yep.
Will Vinton did another animation. I had it on VHS. It was The Little Prince and Rip Van Winkle, done in the same claymation style. You want to talk about some trippy, psychedelic shit? Watch that. I mean, it is off the fucking
rip
walls. I had it on VHS, man. I would always put it on when I was ready to go to sleep.
Damn, he's dead. I just looked it up. I didn't know Will Vinton was dead. Hell, I didn't know who he was at all. And now I do. I'm grieving.
Fake concern.
No, I was concern. Like, oh, okay. I'm getting into it. The conversation is great between you guys and he's dead.
What he did, he also did the one, is that the one, John, that you were talking about? You said The Little Prince, where Albert Einstein takes those kids, because it looks like the same animation. Albert Einstein, or no, Mark Twain, takes these kids to other dimensions, and like, I don't know what it's called.
It isn't Mark, so The Little Prince is just the pilot. And the pilot is voiced by the actor who would eventually go on to play Uncle Ben in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man series.
Oh, okay.
And He played the pilot, in the voice of the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in this really trippy claymation. Like, I mean, this shit's off the fucking walls, dude. Like, I don't get high, but man, this shit will throw you off.
I'm just looking
this
guy up. I didn't know he did that. I didn't know he did the PJ's show with Eddie Murphy.
Who, Will Vinton?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, dude, I didn't know he did that.
Yes, he did.
No shit.
That's one of his credits. Aren't you grieving him a little bit more now? Oh, man. Jesus. Come back. Too soon.
PJs.
I'll take a...
The Project.
Holy shit.
Living in the PJs.
I used to love watching that shit because it came on after The Simpsons, right? Or was it before?
Yeah, that's when Eddie Murphy did the voice of Super.
Yep.
For the first season.
As a kid, it wasn't as funny until I got a little older. I was like, okay, this shit is funny.
Yeah. And then yeah. No,
that
hilarious.
Better be a roll of pennies I'm pulling out your pocket. That one fat dude, the real fat dude that never left the apartment, he's like, "Oh, Super, I got the change in my pocket." And he's like, "You're gonna have to reach in there and get it." It's like, "Reach in there, that better be a roll of pennies."
Yo, he did the raisins too. Woo, man.
Yeah. I think,
dude, that's wild, man.
Did he do the Adventures of? I think it's called The Adventures of Mark Twain.
Yes, he did.
It is. It has the creepiest scene from any fucking claymation. It's called The Mysterious Stranger. Look it up if you have a chance. It's basically this person with like a I don't know if it's like a vaudeville like mask or just like an old school like French masquerade mask.
Yeah.
And you don't know if it's the devil. Or he basically says, "I've been around forever." What? And it's just like very, it's just, I don't know.
I'm looking that creepy. Up right now. What? The mysterious?
Well, you know what, man?
Well, if you type in
he died in 2018, so it was recent.
Right, I know.
Oh, that fucker.
The Adventures of Mark Twain, Don, is what you're looking for.
I found
and it
that.
Is
mysterious
fucking,
stranger.
I found that.
Yep.
Got it.
Fucking terrifying.
Oh, you can watch it for free on Tubi.
Oh really? This guy has like a floating head. Tubi. I see it. This is fucking
yep. It's
weird.
Like it's actually just a mask. It's like a.
Oh, I see it.
Yep.
Wow, that's this? Fucked up.
Oh man.
Oh, watch it.
Up.
But then it.
See, I like.
But then it evolves into a monster head.
Yep.
Jesus.
He involves it. Like,
oh man, why you got me watching this shit, man?
Hey, fuck you, Aaron.
It's gonna fuck you up. But I don't know, guys. What do you think? Because we're coming up to that time, and good conversations. Good conversations.
Even though I didn't know what the hell I was talking about, but yeah.
Well, I think instead of titling this one reboot, we'll just call this one
Refucked.
We'll call this one the wormhole.
The wormhole.
Because we end up doing episodes like this where we end up going down wormholes and we're talking
like
about
it.
Random shit. So.
It's random. You don't know what the fuck you're getting.
We should, and you know what, man? We should set, because the last couple podcasts, we always wander off task. We should at least set once a month to talk about shit that's so random. We don't know how we got there.
Like
that way,
that
when
idea.
We do our other shows, we can stay on task.
Well, let's talk. Yeah, let's head out of here real quick, and we'll chit chatty chat. But yeah, we just wanted to say thank you for listening, and hopefully soon we will have the website up, and we'll have episodes on there. Also, probably Apple, Stitcher, you know, whatever we can afford. Hey guys, it's Aaron. You think you could do me a big fave? Wherever you're listening to this right now, rate and subscribe. Find new episodes every Wednesday where you listen to podcasts. And look for us on all the social media sites and Gmail at afterschoolspecialpodcast@gmail, afterschoolspecialpodcast at Instagram and Facebook, and afterschoolspe3 on Twitter.
She's like, her mother's like, "I can't believe she fell in love with the chef." And she's like, "Harlan? Harlan?"
And spoiler alert, her mom's a whore.
Yeah.